Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Two Weird Hungry Girls podcast. I'm Phoebe.
I'm Tracy.
Hey, and thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Listeners and Tracy.
Everyone.
Yes, everyone. I wanted to ask you, Tracy, what have you been putting on the grill this summer?
Well, anything. Anything.
Really?
If it's not moving, I grill it.
Because it's so easy?
Yeah, it's easy and it keeps it out of the kitchen. But okay, so really, what have we been grilling? Started out with burgers, chicken. We haven't yet, but I know ribs is going to be on there.
Next.
Know it. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, we did do, I don't know what kind of steak. It's some kind of steak. Flank? I want to say skirt steak, but I'm not sure that that's entirely correct. But it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do the boys get involved?
No.
They don't?
No. They you know, they're still wee little things, and they're going to burn themselves up if they get close to the grill. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. That's actually not true.
Oh.
You know, they're not wee little things anymore. But, you know, I would say as far as them getting involved, Zane likes to get involved with, like, making. So, like, if there's a rub, he'll like to help measure out and mix up the rub. He doesn't like to touch the meat.
He thinks that's disgusting.
Uh-huh. No.
But he'll eat it.
Yes. Oh, he's a fiend. Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yep.
I never like to touch raw meat either. Like, I would have put like plastic bags on my hands.
Yeah.
With the eggs, like when I was cracking eggs.
Yes.
I would put the plastic bags.
Yeah.
But then I kind of like, I don't eat as much meat anymore, but that's interesting that he still loves it.
Yeah, he loves to eat it, but he doesn't want to touch it. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of with him on that. It depends. Mm-hmm. You know what, though? As we're talking about this and I'm realizing that the stuff that we do grill, there's not a lot of handling for us. We just, if you have to put a rub on it, you do. You kind of rub and then, wash your hands.
Well, okay. Here's something that in my past life, someone used to make this recipe all the time. Tell me if you've ever heard of them. Porcupine balls.
Oh, my God.
You know
my mother
they are?
Used to make those. Okay. Remember that one episode or two or however many episodes you've always asked, like, oh, what is your mother ever?
Oh, yeah.
Why have I never thought of this?
And that's one of the dishes?
Porcupine.
It's weird. Like, I would eat that.
I don't know why.
It's like a weird comfort food, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like lasagna. It's like lasagna.
Porcupine balls.
Isn't like a comfort food.
It's a comfort food, sure. Yeah. No. Yeah, I miss that. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you reminded me.
I have someone who makes porcupine balls.
No.
Yes. And she knows all about meat. And she knows all about cheeses.
Oh, two of my favorite things.
Yeah, maybe we'll get to both. I don't know. We'll talk for sure meat.
Okay, meat. Yes. Let's talk meat.
So have you ever been to the Antietam Farmer's Market?
No, sadly.
Okay. That one you're going to have to put onto your to-do list.
Sure.
It is really nice. And so we have a special guest. I can't tell you the address of it. I've only been there a few times, and I never go the same way, so I get lost.
Yeah.
You know how that is?
You just end up, and there it is, and you're like, oh, there it is.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you where it is, so we're going to have to ask her.
Anyway, who, our special guest?
Yes, special guest. We have Jody Gawker with us. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Jody. How are you ladies doing?
Good. So far, so good. And we have Jody here from Gawker Farms. And it's a ninth generation. Is it cattle farming? Is that or a beef farm? Or
first and foremost, we're a crop farm, but we also raise beef as well. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Gawker spelled
G-A-U-K-E-R.
Okay. All right. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. So,
how did you even get into cattle farming?
Cattle farming?
That's a really funny story. And it started with a blind date in college.
What?
Because, really? You know, every good story starts with a blind date in college.
Especially if you end up on a cattle farm.
Right?
Yep.
So, yeah, let's
hear
it.
So, I went to Penn State and studied animal science. And my junior year, my roommate at the Beef Sheep Center where I lived on campus decided that I needed a date for my semi-formal dance junior year. Mm-hmm. And I promptly told her that I did not need a date, that I was just fine going alone. But she decided that I did and arranged for her 4-H friend to come and bring me to this dance as my date. So that evolved, and he called the following week and asked if he could take me to lunch, and I told him no, and he came anyway.
And he came anyway. You went to lunch, and he showed up.
Yes. So that was December 2005, and then we started dating, and I went to Texas A&M for grad school for agricultural education. And looked at him after graduation and said, all right, what are we doing? And he said, I thought that we were moving into the farm at my parents. And I said, all right, here we go. So I became a farmer's girlfriend slash wife.
When you were in that program, is that kind of like, no, silly question, was that your dream? Like, I want to be on a farm.
Not directly. Mm-hmm. I definitely did not want to be a dairy farmer's wife because I did not want to milk cows. that was not an aspiration I had.
Taking me back to like all the nursery, like the folk, you know, the drawings and the jam. Oh, I'm just picturing like an old timey.
Like on a stool with a long
dress. Yeah, with the thing. Bonnet. The, yeah, bonnet.
Yes. Sorry. That did not attract to me at all. No,
didn't want that.
But then we were together a year and his parents had sold the dairy cows then and just cropped, farmed, and raised some steer calves. And I decided that was all right, that I guess I'd stick around. And that's how it came to be.
Now, you were working with the Cheese Association, which is how we met a long time ago.
Our paths crossed once. I was working for the Chester County Cheese Artisans, and we hosted a cheese tasting at Wybrook Farm, and that's how we met. Mm-hmm. We were doing a beer and cheese pairing with Trogues Beer.
Yes, my husband does not remember that event, Dan. He's not ashamed. He doesn't remember it at all.
It was a fabulous event. The beer was flowing.
Mm-hmm. No. It was. And the IPAs. You would have liked it.
Oh, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I like
especially the Trogues. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how did you even, you started out in the cheese and then moved, you have more, you've taken on more responsibilities than the family farm now.
Yes. So I still work for the Chester County Economic Development Council, which is the organization that oversaw the cheese artisans. That's my full-time day job. It pays the bills. Mm-hmm. But my hobby that takes the money from my day job is the farm. So before we were not selling beef direct to consumers, and I was going to the farmer's market every Saturday and buying beef. And I said, this is wrong. I'm on a farm.
Why? You're buying beef. And yet you're growing beef.
You bet.
Is that right?
Yep. Okay. They had, my husband's family had never butchered their own steers before. Mm. And I said to them, what do you think that you're raising? And they said, well, I don't know. And I said, well, let's fix this.
Oh, no. We had names. Name tag.
I was just thinking that because Michael had those and they named them. Oh. But anyway, go
Yes, on. We don't name our steers.
You don't want to do that.
No. They are food, not friends.
Right.
But nonetheless, so we butchered our first steer. And by butchered our first steer, I mean we sent it to someone else who butchered it for us.
Didn't literally.
No, we got it back do that frozen. And it was good and delicious. And we said, hey. Let's go ahead and do this. We were crop farming, and we fed our corn and soybeans to the steers and our hay to the steers and had a little bit of pasture to put them on in the summer and fall. So we said, let's make a business out of this. So we started a farmer's market in Westchester, and then the following year we picked up another farmer's market and then another farmer's market. Last year we were up to 5 farmer's markets.
Wow. That you run?
That we go to. I wouldn't say I run them. Oh,
okay. But you, so in other words, you sell there.
Yes.
I thought you meant you were like starting left. Well, still. Wow.
And those people deserve medals because I could not do that job.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you meant. And you farm and you do the other. But okay. But I think it's quite enough to be at 5 separate farmers markets, right?
You bet.
Wow.
Did you get creative then after attending farmers markets?
Absolutely.
With the business, like business model?
Absolutely. So we started out just doing farmers markets. Then we joined a distribution network where they distribute our beef to other farmers markets. And then through the Antietam Valley Farmers Market that we started participating in last year, our customer said, we really want to get your beef year-round, so I developed a CSA for beef.
That's crazy. Ah. Well, I mean, I guess it's not crazy because the Wiggle Whiskey has their, like, whiskey and booze CSA, and there's, like, dairy and cheese CSAs and vegetables.
So why not? I mean, it's a locally sourced thing, and that's what CSA is all about.
Yeah.
Good job.
Can you describe what a CSA is for folks who don't know?
Sure. So CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture. And the idea is that you're buying into a share of the farm, mm-hmm. and therefore you get to participate in the abundance of the farm. But you also share in any kind of crop failure as well. So whatever the farm does, you get a piece of it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. So you have a CSA year-round.
Yes.
And people can pick up, like, frozen beef?
Yep. So with our CSA, you pick up once a month, and you can pick up at a farmer's market or at the farm, whichever you prefer, whichever is easiest. And you pick your dollar amount per month, either $50, $75, or $100, and you get at least that amount of retail product every month, plus three recipes on how to use it.
I was going to ask.
Oh, good. Okay. You get recipes out there, too.
Yeah. That's nice. What are some of the misconceptions people have about, like, being a farmer's wife or working on a farm? Like, we would think
besides
of, like, the milkmaid.
Of the milkmaid, yes. thing.
Well, first and foremost, they think you're home all the time and that they can come pick up all the time. And that's not a reality because we both work off the farm. My husband's a mechanic
welder.
So when the farming part of farming?
After 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays and Sunday, we try to take off.
Wow.
When? Sundays. Saturday and Sundays?
Sundays we try to take off.
I heard her say try.
Yeah.
Yes, that's key.
Oh my gosh.
So people have a misconception and they think that it's like, do you think that they have like a romantic notion of you walking through the fields, like tickling the wheat and like petting the steer and singing songs? Do you know what I mean? Like, is that
absolutely.
What they
think? Yes. Absolutely.
With little daisy chains in their hair. Yes.
I actually had someone ask me if I individually walked the steers from the barn to the pasture when we put them out on pasture.
Of course you do.
Nope, we are not that close.
Right? And the steer also has a little daisy chain around its neck, right?
They wear bells.
Do they really?
No.
Oh, I thought they might wear bells. I don't know.
Who knows?
That's how you would name them, like Red Bell, I don't know, Purple Bell.
Yes. Another misconception is that everyone thinks that because you have a farm, you have chickens.
Oh.
And they want eggs.
You have no chickens?
We have no chickens. We are not a
fowl-friendly
farm.
Just kidding.
I know, right?
What about kittens?
No kittens. We might have a barn cat every once in a while that hangs out, but we don't feed them. They need to do their job and mouse.
Yes, right. That's what they're there for.
Wow. So you both have full-time jobs.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Does your husband's family still live on the farm?
So they live on the other farm that the family owns, yes. And his dad also has a full-time job, coincidentally at the same location he does. And his mom has a wool dyeing business.
Oh, wow. Hmm. Did you hear that, friends?
Wool knitting dying. Friends?
Knitting friends.
Your knitting friends. You do
my
knit.
Wool friends. My hand-spinning friends.
You have friends that hand-spin wool?
Yes, I do, Molly, if you're listening.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And they do all kinds
does
of
fun
stuff.
Does she hand-dye
it? Oh, I'm sure she does. I haven't seen her in a little while, but yeah.
Very cool. I bet she's not a farmer, though.
No.
With another full-time job.
Well, no.
I imagine your friend Molly, like, she works, like, in an office?
No.
Whoa. She doesn't? Okay, no. So she works in a studio.
Like, you know how we were talking about the archetypical farmer's wife? That would be her. But she's not a farmer's wife. And nor does she wear like a bonnet.
I was going to say, in the daisy
chain. Doesn't wear the bonnet. Oh, okay. But I think Molly is lovely with a daisy chain. And she
sings as she like pulls the yarn?
Probably.
And like kittens she's are a, at
you
her
know
feet.
What? I don't know if this will mean anything, but she's a Waldorf teacher.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Does that sum it up? Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's nice though.
Yes. Super nice. That's why I'm
creatives.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry. Yes. We digress to you. You got me with the wool dyeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what she does as not just as a hobby. That's part of her business.
Yep.
And the other thing I just have to say, like if you're doing all that and this farm this is not a hobby necessarily. You are in 5 farmers markets. You're doing all of this stuff. That is,
and she's
that's
a
nothing
newborn.
To sneeze at. And You have a newborn too?
She's 20 months old now, but yeah.
That's still newborn.
I hope she's pulling her weight.
I mean, she's not like mowing the lawn, so that's yet. Newborn.
Yet.
We well, affectionately that's... tell her she needs to step up her game and start contributing all the time.
Right, I'm sure. But that's like, that's so interesting to me because that sounds exhausting, but you're doing it. It's your passion. That's what you do.
Absolutely. You get up every day and you just do what needs to be done.
Do you have to get up before the sun rises to do farmy stuff?
My husband does. I don't, luckily, but
because you have a baby.
Yeah, sometimes that
you
means keep,
you should hold on to that,
right?
Yeah,
that might mean I work on Sundays or that I do other things at night after she goes to sleep. But
when was the last vacation you took?
Before Callie was born, so Labor Day weekend of 2014.
So if you ever see a farmer on vacation, like buy them a round of drinks.
Oh my gosh!
Or their dinner.
Yes. Yeah,
really,
for sure.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about this porcupine meatball.
Oh yeah, 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 porcupine
yes,
balls.
Because she has a recipe we're going to share on the Berks County Living on my Berks County Living blog. Great. So yes.
So kind of a funny story. I don't like breakfast foods. I don't know why. I just don't like them. And we used to go camping whenever I was growing up, and my mom would take around porcupine balls for me to eat for breakfast. It's basically a meatball with rice, which is what makes it look like a porcupine. Although sometimes when you tell people porcupine, they think it's actual porcupine meat. And if you really want to play that game, you tell them that you raise porcupines and then have to make up a story on how you catch them. But nonetheless,
I have a feeling she's done that.
Maybe once or twice. But I mean, it's just a really tasty dish and it's easy to make and a good weeknight meal. So we have those frequently.
Tomato soup?
Yes.
Like Campbell's tomato soup.
Campbell's tomato soup.
Oh, whoa. That's different. Okay, wait. Mm-hmm. How do you eat your porcupine? Here's the other thing. I don't want to keep saying porcupine balls.
It's all good.
It's okay. I like it.
What did we used to call them? My mom used to call them porcupines. She said, we're having porcupines. Porcupines. Right? Yeah. Anyway. Yes. I think she would... It was almost like... So you're saying you serve it in a soup?
You
or you
the
use
soup,
the soup.
Use the soup over top of them when you bake them. So it's a meatball with rice and onion and breadcrumbs, and you make them into balls, and then mix up Worcestershire sauce with Campbell's tomato soup and water, and pour it over top.
And then you bake them.
Bake them.
Bam. Okay, so maybe she just didn't use the soup part because all of that other stuff. But then I think it was just tomato sauce. But could be right? Oh, you're going to post the recipe.
Yeah.
I'm going to get all nostalgic.
It. Mm-hmm. We're going to put it on the Berks County Living, Phoebe Savers Berks.
Yay.
Berks County Living style. Yeah. Thanks. So we'll put that recipe on there.
Oh, you sharing. Have to try it. People have to try it. Try it.
I don't even know where that kind of recipe comes from, but it's like, I don't know. I had never heard of it until my previous life.
It's cute.
It is.
I think because the little rice things, they do tend to pop out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't cook it, right? The rice. Am I giving too much away?
No.
Right. And so it's just al dente.
Adds a crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yum. So we'll share that recipe. So what is, do you like, are you into sweets or are you more savory then? Especially with the cheese work.
I'm pretty savory. Mm-hmm. My husband's sweet. I'm savory.
Do you have like any other favorite dishes that you do at home? Especially because you're so busy. Like with busy, like you're busy too, Tracy. I don't know how you guys do it, seriously. Just take care of one adult and a cat.
A 20-month-old is a far cry from, so I can tell you it will get less like that.
I can't wait. we eat a lot of burgers because they're easy. So we have these preformed patties that you can throw on the grill frozen. Mm-hmm. It's really helpful.
Yeah.
And conveniently, at the Antietam Market, we're right beside Conabella Farms. Which I'm really great friends with Pam, and her smoked cheddar on our burgers is absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, that sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
They do, yeah, I've had that, and someone else sells that, but I know you can get it at Antietam.
Yes.
And you can meet like the cheesemakers when you're there, right? Can't you?
Absolutely.
She's there.
Are they called cheesemongers? Just curious.
I guess. What would you call a cheesemonger?
I don't know.
Cheesemonger is more the person that picks out the cheese for you.
Oh, okay.
Cheesemakers are the one actually making it.
Okay.
What do you call the person that picks out wine at the restaurant?
No, sommelier.
Oh, there you go. Yes. So it's like that. But
yes.
But cheese.
Yeah.
I have a question about the beef part. Do you do that thing where people buy half a cow or whatever?
I do.
Oh, wow.
How does that work?
So we have packages anywhere from 20 pounds up to a whole steer. So if you just want to buy 20 pounds and put it in your freezer, we have a package for that. Or if you want a quarter, we can do that. Or we can do halves and wholes, where I sit down with you and fill out your cut sheet, and we do it together. So we get exactly the cuts that you want and know how to cook. And then you pay market price plus the butcher fee.
Very nice.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That is good to know.
Isn't that kind of neat?
You're filing that away.
You might enjoy that because I know you like to grill.
Yes. Yeah, well, so you know that I don't actually grill, but well, I like when Michael grills.
Someone does.
Yeah.
So,
I sure do.
How can we find you?
We're Jody at GawkerFarms.com. You can find me on Instagram at Gawker Farms and follow along. We're at the Antietam Farmers Market every Saturday from 8 to noon.
And where are they located?
Where is that? Because Phoebe didn't know.
Carsonia Park. I think the address is 905 Byram Street, Reading.
Carsonia, like in that Mount Penish area?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, right beside the pool. My, okay, good, good.
I think that's why I get tripped up. Mm-hmm. In my head, it's like Mount Penn.
Yeah. Yes. Carsonia.
It is?
Trattoria.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Directly across the street from that.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. Excellent. Now I know.
Yeah.
All right, good.
And that's when?
Related to food. Saturdays, 8 to noon.
Okay. And Gawker Farms.
GawkerFarms.com.
Okay, wonderful.
Or on Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook,
too. Oh, good. Oh, good, good, good. Because I have more questions. I'll post them to Facebook.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Perfect. And then our listeners can... Right. They can also, I want our listeners to make porcupine balls.
Yes.
And leave comments all over everything.
If they're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how much they serve them, maybe.
Definitely. I want to hear about it. And pairings.
Ooh.
Mm. What do you pair it with? What else is on the plate?
Okay. Yeah. We should do that. Okay, folks. You're going to have to leave reviews.
Broad
Let us know what you
noodles.
Think.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. Broad egg noodles would be good. With I think mashed potatoes.
Pepper.
But that's a very Pennsylvania Dutch thing to do.
Is it? Okay.
It sounds like it, doesn't
yummy.
It?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry.
Yes. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And be sure to stop by the farmer's market
in
Antietam, which is also Mount Penn area. And
Carsonia-ish.
Yes.
Whatever.
Gawker Farms.
You bet.
So thanks so much. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I hope you guys
you.
Enjoyed listening, especially you, Molly. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, guys. And you can find me at phoebespurefood.com for recipes, fun things to do locally, and of course, links to other podcast episodes. And you're going to be able to find the recipe for the porcupine balls, I mean, porcupinies, or whatever you want to call them, at Phoebe Savers Berks County Living Style.
Awesome.
Yes. So thanks for tuning in, guys. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think and would like to hear more of. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.